Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
This is the Word of the Week podcast on Burden and Blessing. We're looking at the word fatherhood. Obviously, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. It's a good time to remember and reflect upon what the Lord says both to fathers in the Bible and also to their children. Sometimes when the word fathers is used in a generic sense, it's talking about a group of ancestors. But today we're going to focus on the actual singular calling of the parental relationship, the father, the dad in the family. First and foremost, when it comes to fathers, the Lord involves them with teaching His Word and with discipline in the family. The father is the leader of the family. The father is the authority figure in the family. The father is to mirror God's relationship with His believers as an authoritative relationship as well. One of the first passages that comes to our minds when we think of fathers is Ephesians 6:4, where it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." The calling of the father in the Bible in the family setting is to be the one who exerts the authority, and sometimes that involves discipline and instruction and admonition. Fathers should not shy away from that calling. The book of Proverbs is another book that talks about fatherhood quite a bit. 22 times in that book, Solomon mentions fatherly instruction, how important that is. Obviously, Solomon, being raised by King David, had a solid influence from his father. And also, David would have led Solomon also to think of his heavenly father, as the Bible also talks about that. The Bible lays the foundation that just as God is our father in heaven in a spiritual way, our earthly fathers are to mirror our heavenly father in many respects. Just as we give God our devotion and honor, so we are to do that with our earthly fathers. Just as we learn from God, our Heavenly Father, so we are to learn from our earthly fathers. There's also examples in the Bible of negative influences that can happen through fatherhood. Think of the many kings in the Old Testament who were wicked and strayed from the Lord. The Bible tells us many of those individuals learned firsthand from their fathers the wicked and rebellious ways that led them away from the Lord. This shows us and reminds us just the profound influence that both parents, fathers and mothers, have, but especially fathers in the area of instructing children, good or bad, wise or foolish, believing or unbelieving. Children will often follow the example of their father. And that reminds us, what are some ways in our lives today that we can mirror the biblical example that God sets down for fathers? Well, how can that be reflected in our lives? Well, for fathers who are listening, take time with your family. Make sure that your life is not just about your career or about earning money for your family, but take genuine time away from your job and spend that with your children and with your wife. Lead your family in devotions at home. Make the Word of God an active part of your household. That is your calling as a father. Bring your children, bring your family to church. Set a habit for them. Sometimes it's difficult to come to church with younger kids. We all know that. But it's about establishing a habit that they're going to have for the rest of their lives. Fathers have an influence with that. If you're lazy and lackadaisical in bringing your family to church, your children will reflect that when they become adults. Another thing you can do as fathers is to talk to your children about things that they're going through in life. Make sure that they know that you're always an ear that will be willing to listen to them, that you can offer sound advice, have a good working relationship with them in that way. Children are going to go through things in life where they're going to have questions and uncertainties, especially in matters of their faith, and they need to have somebody they can go and talk to about that. And another final point to remember is think about how you treat your wife, especially in front of your kids, because they will see that and they will reflect that in their lives. It's very important to treat your wife as God instructs you as a husband, with love and compassion and understanding and patience. Be an example for your children in that regard too. hopefully that list provides us with some tangible ways that fatherhood affects our lives and things that fathers should think about. But it is certainly an area of life that is important, that is a blessing from God, and that should be taken seriously by fathers today. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.